Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
We're talking about the Lions. They've signed three players. Oh, and John Kaminsky's back. What a blessing. But it's Carlton Davis, who's a good ball player. I just don't think he's great, and I don't think he's that impactful. They brought in Marcus Davenport, who's basically been injured since the day the Saints drafted him. And then some corner from the Raiders I've never heard of. So that's where we're at so far. You don't have to hate it. I don't think you should hate it. But I don't get why people are trying so hard to love on it. Other than we're in this weird euphoria stage. And it's like, I don't know, man. I don't watch sports that way. My Celtics are in the Eastern Conference Finals damn near every year. I am critical of Brad Stevens. Bring it home. And guess what? They went all in this year, and they bring it home or it's a complete fail.
Bro,
That's sports.
I was hoping for another chair drop 2.0 for Danielle Hunter. To be headed
out. I know. And look, so maybe hoping. Brad Holmes has a rabbit up his sleeve. Right. It just doesn't seem like that's how they're going to do it. All right. To the people, we good?
We're all good. Right.
Kenny's upset. OU's in the tourney, possibly.
We already talked. We're rocking OU gear if they make the tournament.
I'm excited.
Well, at least Kenny. I am. Kenny's not.
All right. I'm glad he called back because I got to understand somebody who basically says you can't question the moves of a general manager. Josh.
No. You're going to be fair, right?
I'll turn my mic off. I'll let Josh say whatever he wants to say. I don't care.
Okay.
All right. Here's Josh. I'll let you talk to him since you're afraid that I'm a flight risk. Josh called back. Yes.
Josh, you're on 97.
No. Mike, turn your mic back on. I'm just kidding. No, first of all, you guys got my name wrong. It's F-U for one. No, Dad, the only reason I know that is because I got disconnected and my dad texted me. He listens to the show. He said, hey, is Mike talking about you on the radio? And I said, oh, my God, I can't believe I got disconnected. Like, at the worst possible.
I was begging you to call back because here's what Kenny said you're going to say to us. And I just don't understand the mentality. But in fairness, I want to give you an opportunity to explain yourself. Look how far Brad has brought us. You can't question him, .. Is that your angle?
No. So I did not say that we can't question him.
Kenny, that's one. Kenny lied on Josh, and you caused this.
Or he's lying to you. Who are you going to trust here, me or random Josh nowhere?
Random Josh, because you stressed out his father. Go ahead, Josh.
And you're stressed out that the Wings have lost five in a row. Okay, let's be honest here.
Truth. So where are we at?
So where I'm at is I just want you guys to accept who he is because he's not going to make that big splash free agent, like a Randy Moss for the Patriots in 07 or, name a splash free agency. I'm not really thinking about him right now.
I got but you.
He's just not going to do that. So where I'm at is
you've accepted.
I'm not mad at you guys. It's just when I get on, I want to hear positivity about it because we haven't had this in the city. And I'm just at a point where I trust the process. And I know that sounds funny because it didn't really work out for the Sixers, but I'm just trusting every move he makes. I feel like every move he makes is some kind of strategic move, and he's five steps ahead of that next, of that next guy that's making moves. If you can catch what I'm saying there,
I think there is truth in some of this. I think there is truth in some of it. But Josh, like the way I opened the show,
because I think only Kansas City can say we're playing chess while you guys are playing checkers.
My point is I can meet Josh in the middle here, Rico. And what I'm saying is when I open the show and I give you data, I give you real stuff, that's not just me being a bleep hole or more of a bleep hole, depending on your perspective. Like, I'm trying to give you reality to this and go, look, I don't have to force this to be great because I don't think it is. I think it's fine enough. I asked Kenny about his lunch earlier, Josh. Kenny, how was your lunch? Fine enough. That's not a ringing endorsement, nor is Kenny saying I regret having it. I'm happy Carlton Davis is here because he's better than Jerry Jacobs, but I just don't think it's by a ton.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it can't be worse. But no, Josh, that's all. And understand, clearly I think Brad Holmes done a really nice job. But what I fail to connect with is many of you, not all of you, are treating Brad Holmes as if he is Theo Epstein. And he has built World Series teams in multiple cities, and he's here to do the same here. I get a little nervous with that. Like, if John Lynch can take criticism from 49ers fans, and they're in the Super Bowl or the NFC title game almost every year, then what are we doing with Brad Holmes? It's okay to say it's a B-minus move to me. Yeah. Fine enough.
You can question Howie Roseman.
Decent French fries, Kenny. They weren't the best you've ever had. I wanted impact French fries. I wanted impact lunch for Kenny.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is that okay?
Yeah. And then I think that's here because for the Detroit Lions, you had the money, you had the capital. You didn't have to cut key pieces in order to stay under the cap to go out and acquire other folks. Your time is not. You had the advantage over the Eagles, over the Cowboys, over the Niners, over the Packers. You had an advantage over all of these teams, and you chose to sock the money away in your mattress to wait for 3 years from now to pay Hutchinson and everybody else.
Well, unless Kenny has misrepresented the next caller, he disagrees with you. He doesn't think the time is right now. Now, let's see if Kenny screwed over Drew here. Go ahead, Drew.
So, you know, you're absolutely right. I'm a little disappointed in the moves only because I wanted them to build the roster a little bit better. I think there's hasn't really plugged up holes, the holes that we needed plugged up. But at the same time, I think what Brad's thinking is in 3 years, you got everyone's our young stars, everyone's 27, 28 years old, and that's when – he's San Francisco. We're just going to buy every big name on the market, and we're going for it. So I just think Brad sees it, the way you guys are seeing it. There might be a difference there.
So hold on 1 second, because I want to ask how you see it. Because unless I'm hallucinating, you were up 17 points in the second half of the NFC title game this year. You're right there, Drew.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're bringing back a lot of those same players. We're still going to compete next year. We should still compete for the division. And that's kind of also where I wanted to go is, you know, they're doing exactly what the Packers, the opposite of what the Packers did. Great. You know, you just lost Runyon and Bakhtiari, and you go gave a massive contract to Josh Jacobs. Good luck blocking for him. You know, you just put $20 million almost a year, whatever that number was, I think it was 17, 18, into a safety. You know, I don't think that puts him any closer to a Super Bowl.
But Drew, and, here's, you know, the thing. Drew, I'm going to let you finish. You can't worry about something that's going to happen even next year, let alone 2-3 years from now, because in 3 years from now, this team may not, their window may have closed. You're there. You're in that spot. You're in the bright lights. You're on Broadway. You got to win right now, because in a few years, you know who you can become? You can the Bengals. Doesn't seem like they're that great of a team. They were just in the Super Bowl. Quarterback got injured. Season kind of went sideways. And now they're trying to get back to that level. You're there right now.
Yeah, I mean, and I just think that's the way Brad's seeing it. You know,
fine.
He just doesn't want to jump the gun.
All right, that's fine. And I want to do some clerical work here now, Drew, because you scare me a little bit with the pack. All right, first of all, acting like David Bakhtiari is a loss. David Bakhtiari's played about 10 games in three seasons total. David Bakhtiari's been dead for 3 years. Second of all, John Runyan is a luxury. They don't need to pay him. They're not going to pay both guards, especially when Elgin Jenkins is better than he is. All right, third of all, they wanted Aaron Jones to take a pay cut, a 50% pay cut. Aaron Jones said, no, they cut him. And they brought in Josh Jacobs on a deal that is well below the elite deals. Xavier McKinney's not just safety. Xavier McKinney's a 24-year-old all-pro and captain in the New York Giants and an awesome football player. Like, yeah, I'm getting rid of Devondre Campbell, and I'm getting rid of Darnell Savage, and I'm bringing in Xavier McKinney. Yeah. I mean, we don't need to do the poo-poo platter. The pack got better.
Yeah, because this, I mean, I look at what the Eagles did. Did they need Saquon?
No.
But they, you know what? We want to go back to the Super Bowl. We think we can win it this time. Let's go get some players.
They also traded out Reddick and brought in Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
So, look, man, there's time. I just feel like the window's now. I don't get this idea of projecting 3 years out in the NFL. I just don't. It's really, I just don't think that works.
No, it doesn't.
248-539-9797.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.